Ginger's Wild Ride, From Ancient Roots to Modern Kitchens, by Don Nicholas. Ginger's journey began in the lush rainforests of Southeast Asia, where it has been cultivated for over 5,000 years. It wasn't long before this spicy root made its way along the ancient trade routes, finding fans in ancient Greece, Rome, and China. Sailors even carried ginger with them on long voyages to stave off scurvy and seasickness. Who would have thought that a humble root could become a global sensation? But ginger isn't just any root. It's a rhizome, which is basically an underground stem that sprouts roots and shoots. And there are different types of ginger, each with its own distinct personality. The most common variety, Zingiber officinale, is the one you'll find gracing supermarket shelves and backyard gardens. But there are also varieties like turmeric, a cousin of ginger with a vibrant yellow color, galangal, a Thai favorite with a sharper, pine-like flavor, and the delicate blue ginger with a striking blue hue inside. Growing ginger, a rhizome with a roomy taste. Now, before you rush off to start your own ginger patch, let's talk about what this spicy root needs to thrive. Ginger plants love warm, humid climates and dappled sunlight. They're not fans of frost, so if you live in a cooler area, you might want to grow your ginger in containers that can be brought indoors when the temperatures drop. To get started, you'll need a fresh piece of ginger rhizome from the store. Look for one with plenty of eyes or buds, which are the little knobby bits where the shoots will sprout. Plant the rhizome in rich, well-draining soil with the buds facing up, about an inch below the surface. Keep the soil moist but not soggy, and in about 8 to 10 months, your ginger will be ready to harvest. Just dig up the rhizome, break off what you need, and replant the rest for an endless supply of ginger. Ginger in the kitchen, the jack of all trade spice. Ginger is like that friend who's always up for anything. Need a zing in your stir fry? Ginger's got you. Want to spice up your cookies? Ginger's there. From savory dishes like curries, marinades, and soups to sweet treats like gingerbread, candies, and of course, ginger ice cream, this root has you covered. But ginger isn't just for culinary adventures. It's also a powerhouse in the world of health. Got a tummy ache? Ginger tea can help. Feeling a cold coming on? Ginger's warming properties are said to be just the thing to chase away the chills. And let's not forget its reputation as a natural remedy for nausea. Ginger's been calming queasy stomachs for centuries. Fun facts about ginger. Did you know? Ginger can grow to be over 4 feet tall with beautiful yellow-green flowers that make it a lovely ornamental plant, too. The name ginger comes from the Sanskrit word sarngavram, which means horn root, referring to its knobby appearance. Queen Elizabeth I is credited with the invention of the gingerbread man. She had them made to resemble visiting dignitaries so she could literally eat them up. Ginger ice cream, a recipe to spice up your life. Now let's get to the good stuff, ginger ice cream. This recipe is simple and straightforward, perfect for a refreshing dessert with a bit of zing. Ingredients: 1 cup fresh ginger, peeled and thinly sliced, 2 cups heavy cream, 1 cup whole milk, 3/4 cup sugar, 5 large egg yolks, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. Instructions: infuse the cream. In a saucepan, combine the cream, milk, and ginger slices. Heat the mixture over medium heat until it just begins to simmer. Remove from heat and let it steep for 30 minutes to infuse the ginger flavor. Strain the mixture. Strain out the ginger slices, pressing them to extract as much liquid as possible. Reheat the cream mixture until warm. Make the custard. In a bowl, whisk together the sugar and egg yolks until pale and thick. Slowly pour the warm cream mixture into the egg yolks, whisking constantly to prevent curdling. Pour the mixture back into the saucepan. Cook the custard. Cook the mixture over low heat, stirring constantly, until it thickens and coats the back of a spoon. Do not let it boil. Cool and churn. Remove from heat and stir in the vanilla extract. Let the mixture cool completely, then refrigerate until cold. Churn in your ice cream maker according to the manufacturer's instructions. Freeze and enjoy. Transfer the churned ice cream to a container and freeze until firm. Serve scooped into bowls, cones, or right out of the container. It's that good. A spicy send-off. So there you have it. Ginger, the rhizome that can do it all. Whether you're growing it in your garden, cooking it up in your kitchen, or enjoying its health benefits, ginger is a plant that brings both flavor and fun to the table. If you're feeling inspired to get your ginger garden growing, be sure to check out our complete guide to growing and using ginger. And don't forget to share your favorite ways to use ginger in the comments below. We'd love to hear how this zesty root has spiced up your life.